Blog Talk Radio.
Secrets, the lying dreams, signs shown to us through dreams, and any other kind of odd experiences. If you'd like to give us a call with your unusual experiences or amazing stories, then please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. So grab a drink, let yourself relax, and please enjoy the show.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of enlightened down-home conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. @gmail.com. It's Tuesday, October the 9th, and this is Nunu and Bill, and we are here with the Broken Earth radio show. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
You can. Wonderful. Wonderful. So, what's our show about again today?
I don't know. I was hoping you might know.
Oh, well, I think. Actually, I know it's about dreams and the things, the secrets and things that lie within our dreams. You know, I have been having a lot of dreams that have been making me sit and think lately. I've been having dreams about guns, a lot of things about guns. And, What did guns mean to you?
What, guns in dreams?
Yeah.
Do you have the gun or somebody else? It depends what kind of.
Right. Well, these. Yeah. Right. Well, one dream, and I guess I should tell you what my dream was. I tried to eliminate the drama, which is basically all the extra stuff that's happening around. The one dream I had the other day was basically a woman was shooting. She was basically, her husband had been unfaithful. And so she had everyone, and I assume that was in the town, kind of tied up or tied together or just held hostage. And she was just shooting everybody. She was shooting people that were unfaithful with her husband. And then she just started shooting people that were mocking her.
She started shooting people that she just didn't like, and eventually she was just shooting everybody. And I remember the very part of the, you know, closer to the end of the dream, there were all these women lined up in rows, but there were like maybe six in a row, and the row was like three or four deep. And she said, "Okay, Solomon, watch this." And when she said that, I was in my dream thinking that Solomon was maybe the person that was broadcasting this on the news or something. I wasn't sure who Solomon was. But she just literally like blew the heads off of all the women that were lined up there. Now, bear in mind, I didn't see like the gore. It's just that she shot at them and their heads were gone. Okay.
Right.
And then she turned around because the last people that were left were me and a person who was sitting next to me and someone sitting next to her. And then I woke up. So,
well,
yeah.
It could be because of fear, living in fear or something, and it's manifesting in your dreams. The fact that the matter that you, while it was all created out of the mess of a relationship that has happened, problems with the relationship, and the fear created and violence out of a relationship that's gone bad and almost like it was out to get you. But in the end, you survived. You didn't see yourself get killed, so maybe it's a bad situation that seems like it's out to get you, but in the end...
Right, it's not.
You're going to get through it, you know?
Right. Well, you know, the night before that, I had a dream that I was in... New Orleans. Well, we were actually in New Orleans and we were watching parades. I kept waking up from this dream too, and I would fall back asleep but I wasn't having the weird morphed version of the dream. It's just like I would just go back to the dream, which was actually kind of nice. But because it was a really good dream, but we were watching parades and we were watching marching bands, and it was actually really fun. And you were kind of like really getting into the marching bands. You were really enjoying the fact that we were watching marching bands. But anyway, we went inside this restaurant and we were doing shots of amaretto. Do people do that? It's like shots.
I certainly wouldn't.
Shots of syrup. But we were doing shots of amaretto. And then there was this, the people in the kitchen who worked there, who all happened to be Latino, they came in with a whole bunch of guns, and they were telling everybody to go hide in the bathroom because there was about to be a war. And so we all go hiding in the bathroom stalls, and there are people, they're not shooting up all of the street. They're just shooting in the restaurant. And so the people that were working in the restaurant, they all pulled out their guns and they're shooting the people that are shooting at them. But the thing was it was a race thing, because everybody in the restaurant that worked there was Latino, and they were shooting at the people that were shooting at them, and they were, you know, regular old white people, I guess. And when we look, because I remember looking out the window and seeing, you know, trucks and like rebel flags on the trucks and, you know, just what, you know, whatever it is the people had ridden in on. And I only saw a few of the people while they were riding away because, you know, it turned out to be okay. But I remember you were sticking your head. You could not stop sticking your head out the door to see if everything was okay. And everybody was like, put your head back in. But you wouldn't do it. But finally you did kind of just stop. But anyway, so yeah, that, and then we just kind of went back to watching parades.
Does that kind of thing normally happen in New Orleans? For like
where,
a daily occurrence?
I don't think. What parades?
Well, the whole thing.
No.
Well, in case you've only just tuned in, we are talking about dreams and not something that happened in real life. Just in case somebody tuned in, we're like, what was going on? I don't know what to make out of that. It just sounds like chaos.
It was chaos because, I mean, you know, down to like, oh, we're doing shots of amaretto. And I even remember holding the bottle and it was all sticky and icky. And I was like, gross, this is a gross bottle. But we kept doing shots of amaretto. And but I mean, we weren't getting intoxicated because it was amaretto.
I was probably throwing mine over my shoulder, not drinking it.
No, you were doing it. You were drinking it up.
No. Well, it is. You've got to interpreting dreams is difficult. First of all, you got to see maybe you ate too much cheese before you went to bed that night, or you know,
maybe
whether you know it's. I think if there's any meanings in your dream, I think we would pretty much know and have a profound sense of this message when we wake up, rather than waking up and thinking that was a weird dream and then trying to find
an interpretation.
Trying to dig into it and trying to find an interpretation or a meaning behind it, I think it'll probably be pretty clear to you. And I think the ones that have more of a they're more likely to have more of a meaning, the ones which are more vivid, like lucid dreaming.
Right.
Where it seems like it's real.
Right.
But then again, I've had some which don't make any sense, but it also depends on what's going on in your life. So it is difficult to interpret some. Some might not just make any sense at all, and you've just got to try and pick through the ones which you think have a meaning to them.
Right.
But not try to dwell on it too much. Just try and take the reason from it and then move on and use that in the best way you can. And
right.
Also, you've also got to determine if you're a person that has precognitive dreams. If, you know, it's difficult to weigh up. I suppose it takes years of practice to figure out what you think is going to be a precognitive dream. What's just going to be a lucid dream with a meaning in it, or what's just going to be a load of nonsense.
Right. You know, a lot of times, and this is something, I know that everybody has their awakening whenever they have their awakening, okay? People wake up whenever it's time for them to just get up. However, a lot of people that are precogs have been precogs for a very, very long time, and precognitive dreams are usually pretty much straight up what they are, like the dream that you had where you knew to tell your father to slow down.
Yeah.
You know, also, you know, I have a client that I talk to, you know, every day just about. And she's been having dreams about colors. But like, you know, like lately her dreams have been, you know, it's not that she dreams in black and white. It's just that she notices when there's red, you know, so what we have to do is we have to take her dreams and we have to say, okay, where was the red? And she'll say, well, the red was on this girl, or the red was this person's hair, or the red was lipstick, or the red was the phone. Whatever is red is what we're really supposed to be paying close attention to. And so, of course, a lot of the times when people are being awakened, it's because there's something that is emotionally profound happening to them. Infidelities wake people up. Just anything that causes emotional distress is going to make somebody shake awake. And so, of course, her situation has been, can I trust this person? Can I trust that person? And because she's dealing with trust issues with one person, and of course that's going to be a man, she's starting to see that there's other people that she can't trust. She can't trust him in the phone, so the phone is red. She can't trust him in this one person, and her hair in the dream is red. You know what I'm saying? It's like you could she knows the signs now to look for, and it's pretty blatant when you know what it is you're supposed to be looking for. But yeah, dreams manifest themselves differently with different people. Now, if anybody wants to call in, our lines are open. The number is a Skype number. It's area code 347-215-8421. If you have a dream you want to talk about, or if you want to share any updates with any of the readings that you've already had, you know, give us a call. We're here for you. The number again is 347-215-8421. And I'm sorry if I interrupted you. I just wanted to put that in there. Were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you can only give a certain amount of advice for people to figure out their dreams, because I think a lot of dreams are tailored to the specific person that's having them, because people are going to recognize, pick up certain things from their dreams and interpret them in different ways depending on how they feel about a certain color or a certain person. It's really up to the dreamer
right.
to find the meaning. And just to get some sort of basic outline and basic advice for interpreting dreams, because someone might be interpreting their dream in a different way because they haven't experienced what is going on in their life at the moment, or what certain symbolism there is behind
right.
certain items in their dream,
right.
you see. So it's difficult, and I think it's just going to take practice to interpret these dreams. And the good thing is that we do dream pretty much every night, so
but you have lots of things to practice.
Everybody has
with.
Years of experience, but it just takes practice to filter through them and sift through the precognitive from the lucid, meaningful, and the downright crazy.
I want to give people some examples of some things that you symbolism in your dreams that you may see, but you're not quite sure what they mean. I know, like Bill's saying, there are some things that are kind of personal, or just and by personal I mean that you know they're about you, but there are other things that that you can think about. For example, if you'd have a dream about cigarettes or people smoking a lot in your dreams. A lot of time that has to do with jealousy, envy. If you're having dreams about, you know, curling irons or just anything that has to do with beauty, of course, that's going to be about beauty. I know everybody's had those dreams of losing teeth, and that's usually about growing old or
one that I was, you know, I was about to mention, actually.
Okay, well, then why don't you mention it then?
All I was going to say was, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
that's okay.
That's one I had a dream of a lot over the years. You know, probably, I can't even remember. But ever since I was like a kid, you know, my dreams of like teeth falling out. It's, from what I've read, it's something to reflect on your anxieties.
It's anxiety.
How other people perceive you.
Right. It's anxieties. It's anxieties about. Okay, let's put it this way. People would not have a fear of growing old unless they were concerned about how other people saw them.
Yeah.
In their aging. You know, if you have a dream that you're losing your teeth or you're losing your hair. I've even seen people that had dreams about growing teeth that were really, really, really long and hair that's really long to the point that it's almost horrific, humps on our backs that are really huge. And, you know, sometimes that can have to do with dark things, but that actually, I've seen that more be referring more to people who are becoming wiser, older and wiser. It's not always going to be a negative thing, but of course it's a frightening thing if you look in the mirror and you know you've got long greasy hair and fangs and a big humpback.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've also got to observe how people are treating you in your dream. If people are still acting like you're all good and you're looking at yourself going, "Oh my gosh," you know, it's you know, in spite of the things that are happening, you're becoming wiser, you know.
Well, It's kind of like a slap in the face as soon as you wake up from the dream. You know, like, is there somebody saying, will you stop worrying about the way you look? Things could be a lot worse. I've just shown you that. And you kind of
right.
have that sigh of relief, and you're like, ah, my teeth didn't really fall out. It's just a dream. And you think to yourself, yeah, maybe I shouldn't worry about, you know, I could
right.
have long, hairy teeth and a hump.
Your teeth have humps.
Yeah. So I guess it's something, you know, that you carry on having until you learn from it and stop worrying about these things. That's why lessons keep coming up until you learn. In fact, I've got something I wanted to read here.
Okay.
If we have time before the next song. It's basically rounding up your life, your assignments on Earth. What are you here for? Don't know who it says unknown author. So, here is your assignment. 1, you will receive a body. You may like it or not, but it will be yours for the entire period this time around. 2, you will learn lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time informal school called Life. Each day in this school, you will have the opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lesson or think them irrelevant and stupid. 3, there are no mistakes, only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error, experimentation. The failed experiments are as much a part of the process as in the experiments that ultimately works. 4, a lesson is repeated until it is learned. A lesson will be presented to you in various forms until you have learned it. Then you can go on to the next lesson. 5, learning lessons does not end. There is no part of life that does not contain its lessons. If you are alive, there are lessons to be learned. 6, there is no better than here. When you are there, and it has become a here, you will simply obtain another there that will, again, look better than here, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
7, it's like the grass isn't always greener, I guess.
Exactly.
7, others are merely mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects to you something you love or hate about yourself. 8, what you make up of your own life is up to you. You have all the tools and resources you need. What you do with them is up to you. The choice is yours. 9, the answers lie inside you. The answers to life's questions lie inside you. All you need to do is look, listen, and trust. 10, whether you think you can or can't, in either case, you'll be right. Think about it. The end.
How often do you look at my Facebook page?
Not very often. I don't go on Facebook very much.
Okay, because I posted that a long time ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
But it's just
I'm just teasing you. I'm teasing you right now, and I don't tease you very often. So, but did you just cough?
No.
Seriously though, I really like that. I really like that a whole lot because it's you know talking to us like we're. You know, we have lessons and there's certain things that we just are going to have to do and we may have to repeat them and do them again until we get it, you know, until we really, really, really get it. But yeah, it's I really like that quote a whole lot. I like it a whole lot. I was going to say something, but it just floated away, but I guess that's all right. If it floats away, we didn't need it anyway.
Well, just to warn people, we'll probably be playing a meditative relaxation probably around 9 o'clock. Is that cool?
Yay! That's fun. Yeah, that's totally fun. That's totally
fun. Just to get people prepared, just so they know that it's coming on. It'll probably be about 10. Is it 10, 15 minutes or something?
It's about 14 minutes long.
About 14 minutes.
And it is so people usually really love this relaxation. And when he says 9 o'clock, that is 7 o'clock if you are Central Time in the United States. It's 3 o'clock if you are. My timing is off. It's 3 o'clock if you're Central Time.
It's about 35 minutes away.
It's 4 o'clock. Oh yeah, thank you very much. It's
about 30 minutes.
About 30 minutes away.
So in about half an hour.
Yeah.
If you want to join in with the relaxation. It'll be
wonderful.
For myself.
It'll be wonderful.
So, you know, if you want to join in, get yourself relaxed.
Yeah, get yourself relaxed. It'll be excellent. We do have a caller in the queue waiting to talk, and we will pick this up in a moment. Right now, we have to play an ad, and we're going to take a break, a small song break, and then we'll be back. We're going to get you guys ready for readings. Remember, if you want to call, the number is 347-215-8421. These are sample readings, not full readings. I mean, sometimes I have to check myself because sometimes I get so excited about it, you know, that and Bill has to sit there.
Tell you to shit up.
Choking me out. But anyhow, remember, this is Broken Earth. Today's show is about dreams and the secrets that lie within dreams. You know, whatever it is, precognitive stuff, interpretations. So if anybody has anything they want to talk about, please give us a call. We are here. We are here for that. And we will be back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of enlightened down-home conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show for anybody who's just joined us. If you want to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421. Before we take calls, I do want to remind everyone that you can reach us outside of the show through Broken Earth on Facebook, Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook, or Psychic Nunu on Facebook.com. If you would like to talk with Bill, you can reach him that way as well, but his email address is BillDoyle@live.com. And for our sponsor, Power of You Practical Magic, these are some excellent, awesome ladies, Marissa and Leslie, and they contacting them through Power of You Practical Magic at gmail.com. Their site's not up right now. But, you know, you can talk to them about any of your personal spell or magic or just meditational spiritual needs. And they'll actually put something together for you, and it's extremely economical. They're not here to, you know, charge you hundreds and thousands of dollars or even just hundreds of dollars to break curses or whatever people, you know, are looking for, some that, you know, that kind of scare the pants off you these days. And again, that is powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. And if you're even just really stretched and you're looking for advice, they can give you some advice on just how you can do some things yourself. And so can we. I am currently working on Moon Magic Book. If anybody has anything they'd like to see written about or spoken about or anything they'd like to hear about, please, you can reach me. And I listen. I really do listen because I do this for you. I don't just do this for myself. Bill, is there anything you want to add?
Well, we've got the lightest night of the year coming up, I think. Is it something like October the 29th or something, the full moon? It's supposed to be the lightest night of the year.
Ooh,
I'll check that.
That's nice.
And also the darkest night as well, somewhere around the 15th or something. I can't remember the dates, I'm afraid. That kind of sucks. But, yeah, have a look for them on the internet, look them up. But the darkest night and the lightest night.
So the darkest night's not Batman?
No.
Oh.
You know, I was being a bit brain dead today. I was trying to think of a song by Disturbed for ages. I couldn't remember what it was. And I was thinking for ages and ages, trying to search for it. And that, you know what it was called?
111.
No, Remember.
Remember? Stop! That sounds like it's just a segue into the caller I'm about to take, area code 786. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. How are you? This is Geralda.
Hello, Geralda. I'm very good, dear. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I haven't spoken to you in a while. I was calling about work. Kind of stressed with work right now. And I was just wondering, there's some issues with my job and me not being able to come back because of the medical stuff. And I just was wondering, how do you see this thing panning out for me? Do you see me moving to another apartment or getting another job? Because right now I'm not getting paid for the next few days until I get all this whole thing figured out.
Well, Geralda, tell me what's going on. Tell me what's going on.
Okay, well, I was kind of, excuse me, my charger. I was feeling well, so I had some, like, I guess, pelvic pain, and I was supposed to get an ultrasound, but I didn't do that because before I could do that, my mom got ill, and I had to apply for family medical leave, and I had to go to Orlando, so I've been dealing with all that, so I never went to get my ultrasound done. I had a month to do it, so in between that time, I was doing stuff with my mom, and I was out of work legally with family medical leave. And I finally got back today, and I got back today, and I was supposed to call my supervisor, and he told me that you can't come back until you get a doctor's note relieving you from light duty, and if you don't have any more light duty work for you to do, which is not true, because that's what I was doing this morning. So I just think it's the politics. So just
right, right. Okay, well, you know, it sounds like, you know, honestly, and that's, I was kind of feeling this way. That's how come I just wanted to make sure just for myself, but it sounds like you've got control of this situation. Okay. Now, and what I mean by that is they're asking you for something because they want it. So give it to them. And if you can do that, then you're all good. And that's exactly what it says. It says that if you can, basically our guides are saying that if you give whoever the authority is what he's asking for, you've made him happy, and you just go back in. It's that simple. So now,
they're saying that what I got something that says I still need to be on light duty work, which is basically just computer work and stuff like that, which is what I was doing when I first started. But they're telling me they don't have anything else. It's a municipality with 3,000 plus workers. They're saying they don't have any more light duty work for me, but I feel like that's not true. There's so many jobs, and everything's just trying to get rid of me, and I don't know what to do.
Well, the thing is, and in spite of it, remember, I understand what you're saying, and I understand what you're concerned about. However, when I go through the days here, because if you're looking for a prediction, I still see you having a job because I see you giving them what they're asking for. So there you go. And what I'm seeing here is it looks like there's something that you're supposed to be receiving like over the next 2 or 3 days, and then they get you matched up for something around Friday time, and then you're all good. So, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. If I get out of this month and get out of next month, around December, January time, it looks like you're dealing with something kind of circular like this again.
Yeah, they're a pain in the butt. This company is the city I work for. So do you think they're going to put me back on light duty work in 3 months, or they're going to find me a new position?
I see them actually, and this has a little bit to do with what you do as well. Remember, one of the very first things that I'm being told is that it's based upon what you do. So just, you know, fulfill whatever they're asking for. And in the process, because you know that periodically they're going to be doing this to you because of the way that you relate with whoever it is that you're dealing with, you know, just try to see if you can get transferred to something different. But I'm not seeing you without work. But if you do anything to go without work, like quit, then there you go, you know?
No, I'm not going to quit. I can't afford it. But it finds a new position, or is it just an old position? Is that hard to predict, I guess?
Well, what I'm seeing here is it's actually just it's being called a marriage. It's basically you bringing something to the table and then that entity having something for you to do, and you just come together. So whether it's old or new, it's something that, you know, it looks like it's just something that you're capable of doing and you want to do. Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nunu.
All right, dear. You hang in there, okay, love?
I will. Thank you.
All right.
The music before that kind of calmed me down before I called.
Oh, good.
So, they really did. I was like, oh, thank you. I was really stressed. So thank you.
Excellent.
Well,
all right.
We're doing a relaxation in about 15 minutes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you have time, you know.
I'll have you guys on.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Okay, dear. Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, that's Geralda. I feel as if there's something that you were going to say to me before we took the call for Geralda, and I think I just totally talked over you.
I don't think so, but there was one thing I was going to say when we were trying to determine between interpreting the dreams and the different types, you know, whether it's a lucid dream, whether it's precognitive, whether it's something that doesn't make any sense. The other thing I forgot to bring in was astral projection as well, which could also bring in current time as well. So you got to determine out of them which you. It might not be easy with all these different options. I think a lot of them will have meanings to them. I mean, astral projection, first of all, I mean, that's quite meaningful. But if you're looking to interpret a dream, you've got to find out what which one the dream is and make sure
right.
it's something that's precognitive or astral. And it's only over a period of time that you're going to be able to figure out more which is which. Some people say that this reality is the dream, and the dream state is more of reality.
Can I ask you a question?
You just did.
Thank you.
You want another one?
I have another one.
Okay.
Okay. Astral projecting is the same as out-of-body experiences, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how do you know that you're projecting outside of your body? Or, I mean, is there a rule for you to know that it's projection or that it's dream? I mean, you know, how will I know that I'm actually having an out-of-body experience?
Well, I'm still learning myself. I need to learn a lot about it. Not the fact that, you know, not just because I want to, but I need to because I need to be able to control it better because sleep paralysis, you know, getting stuck. But I guess a couple of things to look out for.
Sleep paralysis? What's that?
Sleep paralysis is basically what it sounds like. It's when you come back into your body and you get stuck and you're aware of you're aware of your room or... It's like you're aware of the room, but you can't move. You're paralyzed. This is what it's like for me anyway. I can see, even though my eyes might be closed, I can still see the direction that I'm facing in.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole body's paralyzed, and you're kind of stuck between dream state, in inverted commas, and reality, in inverted commas. A way of found, well, a lot of people say the best way is to have out-of-body experience and astral projection is, you know, don't have any fear. And I know sleep paralysis can be pretty scary, but if you understand what it is, you can deal with it mentally a bit better. And a way to get out of it is to take a deep breath, because that's actually worked for me. But one of the ways that you know that, well, a couple of ways that you know that you've been out of your body is one time I was with you when I was asleep and I woke up and told you what I'd witnessed and you told me that was what you were witnessing at the time.
Right.
Well, I know that wasn't precognition because it was happening at the same time.
Right, exactly.
And another one is sleep paralysis. Also, a feeling like you're falling
mm-hmm.
is either you coming back into your body all of a sudden. One that I've had is very lucid, very aware of what's going on, like a very vivid dream. But at the same time, I'm aware of motion, like G-forces, and sometimes it feels like I'm on a roller coaster.
Right.
Because of the forces and because of the way I'm moving. And it can be quite unnerving. I think you'll know.
You'll know.
Because
okay.
you'll have more senses than you would in a dream.
Right.
But this is just my own personal experience because I've got a hell of a lot to learn about it myself.
Well, one of the reasons that I was asking you that is so that people would know, because you had said something. You had said knowing, you know, when you figure out what's the difference between A and B. And the thing is, if you're dreaming, like sometimes you could have a dream that you're bowling, and it feels like it's real, you know, but there was nothing before that. You were just there bowling. And then you could have a dream that, or when you're, if you're actually going to experience the out of body thing, you actually know, because I mean, people hear pops and whizzes and, and they hear their, they actually feel the electricity of their spirit separating from their body. And when you actually overcome the fear of feeling like something's holding you down, which is basically literally your body holding your spirit down, so to speak, because it's holding it in place, when you can actually let go of that fear and rise up and get up and then go have your bowling adventure, you'll know the difference between dreaming your bowling and actually having the out-of-body experience of bowling. And but it's something that is very scary, like Bill was saying, because I know a lot of people have had those dreams where they felt like something is holding them down. And a lot of people, you know, there's all kinds of interpretations, gothic interpretations of what that is. What were you going to say?
I was going to say it can be scary because it's something that we haven't experienced before. With our senses, because we're doing more than our physical body is capable of. And, of course, being in our physical body is all we know, really.
Right.
So that can be quite unnerving because it's different and we fear the unknown.
Because you're awake, but your body's still asleep. So,
yeah.
And some people even, like some people, like they have those quote, or what you'd like to say, inverted commas. They have these dreams, or actually they eat something before they go to sleep, and then they have crazy dreams. They have bad dreams, and it's because your body is still working, but your body is also trying to sleep at the same time. So it's something that's kind of similar, but it's different because, you know, it's just a different thing. You feel like you're being held down. You feel, and then when you actually are able to separate one thing from the other, which is basically, we'll just say the head from the body, the spirit from the body, you're going to hear, you know, electricity. You're going to hear pops. You're going to hear whizzes. You're going to just
bangs.
Hear bangs. You're like a train, or you're going to hear noise because it's, you know, because that's what it's actually happening. Lightning, but thunder, whatever.
There was an occasion where I came out of my body. I felt myself pop out of my body and landed at the end of my bed, but I was as light as a feather, to the point where I kind of landed on tiptoes on one foot.
Right.
And a lot of the time that I knew I was astral projecting is because probably about 75% of the time I was within my apartment or just like within like a mile radius, if that.
Right.
Because it was very local, and I'd be wandering around, and then I'd suddenly feel like I'm getting pulled back, or I'd slump next to the radiator because
right.
I'd be falling back into my body. But I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, where I thought to myself, well, let's see, because all this wandering around I'm doing in my apartment, when I go on holiday and I wake up somewhere that's not familiar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If I astral project and I'm wandering around near my body, then I should see myself walking around in that room and not necessarily here, unless I traveled all the way back here to do that. But so, and on the first night, I astral projected and popped out of my body and I was wandering around the room that I was staying in. And
right.
I went over to a mirror and I was familiar with the room, walking around it, in a room that I'd hardly spent any time in at all.
Right.
So to me, that was an indication, right? Yeah, you are coming out of your body and it's not just a dream. It's nearly time for meditation.
Yes, it is nearly time for meditation. We're going to take, before we get to meditation, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to take a call, and then we're going to take, we do have some people in line, but we're going to take a quick break because I need to. And we're going to listen to a song, and we'll be right back, everybody. And when we do get back, we're going to be taking a caller from 310. This is Broken Earth. I'm Nunu.
And I'm Bill.
And we'll be right back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. Hi, this is Nunu, and we're back. We are about to take a caller. If anyone does want to call in, remember the number to call in is 347-215-8421. That is a Skype number. If you call in Skype, it is free. If you are an international caller, remember that this is a United States Skype number, so you have to set your Skype to U.S. Now, real quickly, remember you can reach us off the radio show, and that would be through psychicnunu@facebook.com or Broken Earth Radio Show at facebook.com. And we, you know, we're here for you. And we are about to take the caller at area code 310. 310, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Los Angeles. And
hello,
I'd like
Lisa.
To know if, hi. I wanted to know if you see me interacting with my friend of 9 years who's located on the East Coast.
East Coast friend. Okay. Hold on just a moment. If you would just kind of relax and take some nice, good, deep breaths. Just let it all go. You put your question out there. Just let it all go. Hold on, dear. Okay, all right. We got some issues. I want to make sure of something, okay? And it's just for my timing's sake. But I do see that he's kind of you're just not in a very secure scenario, other than the fact that this is your question, okay? Our guides are saying your situation's not very secure, and it actually looks like he has stopped sharing. Like he stopped talking. The last time you spoke with him, was this in what month is this? October? Was it actually in July or was it in like May?
Neither month.
Neither one.
Mm-hmm.
Was it weeks ago or months ago that we're dealing with?
Weeks ago.
It was just, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago? I'm trying to determine, dear, your timing. So I'm told to go back 3 steps, but you're saying this is 2 weeks, not 3 weeks. Okay. And it was, actually talking or texting?
Talking.
Okay. Now this actually is not as bad as I was actually thinking it was, because since we're only dealing with weeks and not months, what I'm seeing here is that you're probably going to be interacting. We're being told a period of 3, and I'm also being told during the moon. And so, if our next, our next full moon is supposed to be, is it around the 29th, Bill?
I think so. I'd have to check it, but I think it's around that time.
Yeah. Okay, so instead of 3 months, it's 3 weeks, which, like I said, is actually a whole lot better. So the next time you guys speak, what I'm seeing is that our guides are saying you do have a new beginning, you've got a new start, but it looks like it's going to be around not the new moon, but the next full moon, okay? So basically what I'm seeing is you're going to have 3 moon phases between the two, when you guys contact each other again. So our last moon phase was around the 30th, and then we have one there's a new moon that's supposed to be going on sometime this week, and then the full moon is around the 29th. So around that point is when you guys will be talking again, okay? But he's not right side up in my tarot spread, which is basically saying that I don't think you'll be seeing each other yet. I do believe you're probably going to see each other in the new year, but I like the beginning of it, but I don't think before that, okay? So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I do see contact, but it's going to probably be around the full moon time. Okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. Thank you for calling in, and thanks for listening. And you take it easy, okay, sweetheart?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
All right, dear. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. It is that time now. It's that time now. Can you hear me, Bill?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm saying that just because my whole screen just kind of locked up. Okay. It's that time. We're going to do a meditation, and we do have some callers in the queue. So you guys just hang tight and listen to this wonderful relaxation meditation that I know I need. Because for some reason, all my bells and whistles just started kind of flying off. So everybody just sit back. They just started flying off. Everybody just relax and please enjoy. And we will be back in a few to take the other calls. And if anybody does want to call, remember the number's 347-215-8421. And if you want to add us to your Facebook, add Broken Earth Radio Show and Psychic Nunu.
Welcome to the first installment of Transcending Videos. You may now slow down your day for a few moments and enter into deep meditative relaxation with healer Bill Doyle.
Hello and welcome to this relaxation technique that you can use anytime you like, whether it's to unwind after work, whether to get rid of stress, whether you need a little something to help you get to sleep at night. Hopefully this relaxation technique will help you do that. In the next few minutes, you'll be going into relaxation. Anytime you need to awaken, you'll be able to. If you need to be alert, you can do. Make sure you're not doing anything that requires your attention, and you can do this safely and comfortably. Now, first of all, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable. Whether it's sitting in a chair or lying down, just give you a moment to get into a comfortable position, ready for this relaxation. While you're doing this, I want you to try and clear your mind. Just think about something that makes you happy as we prepare ourselves for this relaxing journey. Now make sure that you're comfortable, and when you start to concentrate on your breathing, breathe it in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. On the next breath, I want you to hold it for a second or two before you release it. So breathing in through your nose, hold it, and release. Now while this is happening, I want you to imagine a pendulum swinging back and to, as the seconds tick by, swinging freely, rhythmically. When I count down in a few moments, with every number that goes by, you'll feel doubly relaxed, like a wave of relaxation coming over all of your body. With every number that goes down, pendulum starts to swing slower and slower. So take a deep breath. And count with me. 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, imagine you're lying on your own private island, on your own private beach. You can hear the sound of the waves coming up the shore, back into slowly, like the breath of the ocean, rhythmic and soothing, like you're breathing. You feel the warm sand beneath you, molded to the shape of your body. A cool breeze brushes your skin. You may hear the sound of the birds in the distance, the slight rustling of the leaves as the wind caresses them. It's just you on this beach. You can imagine you've been here for as long as you want, days or weeks. Had all this time to relax, to recharge. The sun is high in the sky, and I want you to associate that sun with things that you love and things that make you really happy. Feel the sun shining down on you with all these things that make you feel great. Make you feel good about yourself. Notice how bright it is here, how positive it is, and feel this positivity filling you, filling every cell, recharging your batteries, making you feel loved. Feel yourself sending out positive energy as well to the world around you. Now draw on this energy from the sun and have as much as you want, filling you with confidence, happiness, willpower, and determination to reach your goals. Just relax. It's very peaceful here. Feel that energy in your body flowing naturally and comfortably. Feel your mind organizing. Your priorities are put in order. You realize in areas in your life where you can make positive changes, things have been put off, will now be done with a different attitude. As positively as possible. You feel that tingling sensation from head to toe. Your aura is balancing out, your emotions are balanced, and your mind is balanced. Just feel that cool breeze on you. And in a few moments, you're going to awake from this beautiful relaxation. And when you do, everything will seem so much more positive everything around you will seem brighter and happier. And you'll have a newfound sense of confidence, love, and willpower. And when I count down from 10 in a few moments, you'll feel yourself gradually becoming more awake and more alert. 10.
So much better, and I hope everybody else feels wonderfully too. We do have a caller on 330 that I'm really, really excited to talk to, and yeah, that really was awesome. The whole experience, the whole ride was really awesome. And Bill, I just want to tell you, and I probably haven't said this in a really long time, but I want to tell you thank you for everything that you do.
You're welcome.
Hold on just a moment. I've got to go dry my tears. I'm just kidding. seriously, though, I really want to tell you thank you.
You're welcome.
And I want to remind everyone how they can reach us off the show. It is under Psychic Nunu on Facebook. You can also reach the radio show, Broken Earth Radio Show, on Facebook. If you would need to talk with Bill about something and you just kind of want to lay some issues out on the line and just kind of confer, you can reach him just, you know, privately, BillDoyle@live.com. That's Bill Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. At live.com. And I believe we are ready to talk with 330. 330, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Thanks for taking my call, and I want to thank the both of you for donating your time. It's a blessing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, dear. Could we have your name? I'm so sorry. Could we have your name?
Carol from Ohio.
Okay. All right. Well, Tara, why don't you share with us what's been going on, if you wanted to talk about dreams or, you know, whatever it is that you wanted to kind of share with us today.
Well, I wanted to get your input if you feel that I'm going to be getting back together with my ex-boyfriend.
What's his name?
Spud.
Spud, like the potato?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, Tara, if you would, I want you just to take some nice, good, deep breaths. Just relax. Hold on just a moment, dear, okay? Just hold on just a moment. Okay. 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 All right. We have a story here, and I want to make sure of some things, like always. I want to make sure of some things as far as timing. Now, how long ago was it that you and Spud split up?
I want to say April or May, but I have talked to him really briefly since then.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment, dear. We're in October, September, August, July, June, May. Okay. In May time, our guides are saying this is where you left the place. So basically, you probably broke up several times before you actually broke up. Because it looks like before you guys split up, you guys were trying to make it work maybe for about 3 weeks. And then before that happened, you know, we're just kind of seeing where, you know, he kind of flipped on you. It looks like it happened actually around March, okay, but March, April. And then, you know, finally, you know, really having the split in May. So, but this is the deal. Since we're dealing with months and instead of weeks, and certainly very grateful not to be dealing with years, what our guides are saying to you is that you have a lot of stuff under your control, but you just have to control yourself. And so what that basically means, we need to stop talking to Spud. We need to leave Spud alone, because Spud on his own is going to start trying to get back together with you. I'm seeing change happening since we're dealing with months. Honestly, probably over, it looks like it's in November. Okay, it looks like it's in November. However, there's some stuff that's going on with you that's actually closer to now, where it looks like you guys may text periodically. Now, if this is not texting, do you guys possibly Facebook?
No, we're actually next door neighbors.
Okay. No, you know what? Does he keep his head down a lot? Or does he, and I'm saying that because I see him upside down. And so in communication, and this is something that, you know, when I'm reading my tarot cards, in communication, when a person is upside down, for me, it represents texting, written communication. But if you're seeing him, like physically, he's keeping his head down. He's not, you know, really putting a lot of stuff out there. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But what we're basically being told is, based upon what you do, if you play everything close to your chest, your efforts will be seen. He'll see you and he'll be like, what's going on with Tara? And then he's going to start, you know, trying to see, you know, do you by chance, you know, need me to change the light over here on the, you know, in your front door? Or, you know, it's basically saying that he's going to start trying to assume some responsibilities that he sees that you may need. But just because he's taken over some responsibilities doesn't mean you're home free. So basically, you still have to play it close to the chest, and then he's going to start wondering if maybe you want to hang out. And then he's going to start seeing himself as a figure in your life again. You see what I mean? So it's about him warming back up to you. So even though, because, you know, in retrospect, going backwards to see who it was that actually was kind of flipping on you, the character's called the King of Coins. which means he just really didn't know what he wanted anymore. His coins were upside down. His mind was changing. The stuff that he used to think was important wasn't important anymore, you know. But with you, just sort of, like I said, holding things close to your chest, minding your own business, keeping your head down, you know, just, you know, doing stuff on your own instead of asking him, he's going to start trying to insinuate himself back into your life, and that's how your relationship reforms. Not only that, but I see him as your emperor within a six-month period or a six-phase period from when he starts to, you know, trying to interact in your life again. And the emperor is basically a way of saying that he's now trying to, he's now actually a part of your life again. And this is what leads us to marriage. And this is what leads us to living together. You know, this is the stuff you're looking for. But remember, you're still being told that it's based upon what you do. So, I mean, you could wreck this up. You could drive this into a tree and it could be completely ruined if you try to push at him. You see what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, basically, if I see him outside, I'll wave, but I don't go over there at all, talk. Because basically, he couldn't make a commitment, so I basically told him I had to cut ties.
Right.
I wish I had done that earlier because it's been very hurtful and it's been awful because I didn't think we'd end up like this.
Right.
But except for maybe I had something of his that I dropped off in the mailbox. I didn't even ring the doorbell. I'm trying to give him the space that he needs if he'll ever be able to commit, because that's what really threw us apart.
Okay. Well, what I suggest you do, like I said before, is instead of waving at him, just keep your head down. Just keep your head down, because so he'll ask you what's up. And then you can just be like, I mean, and I hate to ask somebody to play this passive-aggressive role, but the thing is, you're being told, based upon what you do, your efforts can bring you rewards. However, you have got to, and then the next card here, for your message is allow there to be extreme change. He needs to assume responsibilities. He needs to have worries. He needs to see the tower falling for him to actually assume the role of the emperor, which is basically saying your tower can be your house. The tower is also your life. Like in dreams, houses or buildings represent how we see our lives or how we see ourselves as a structure. So basically, if he sees your tower not right side up, which means he sees mistakes like, oh my goodness, the lights burn out, let me go help her change that. Or if he sees your head not up, you're keeping your head down, you're just going from the car to the house, you're not being sociable, you're not offering him that extra piece of pie or that leftover tuna casserole, you know what I mean? You just basically keep it to yourself. He's going to want to know what's going on with you because he does care. He just, you know, came to a point where he just, you know, wasn't in it anymore. Now, remember, sometimes people are over it. Sometimes people just don't like us anymore like that, or they just don't feel that, they don't feel it. You know, they're just not there. And I don't see him that way. I see him as just kind of like, well, she wants something. And you know, I'm going to tell you, I know that sometimes men feel like we devour them. And what I mean by that is we are pushing our intentions. We know what we want. We're telling them, you know what, I want this and I need that and I need this and I got kids and I can't be in with, you know, I'm not saying that you're like that, but I'm just saying that any form of aggression is going to make a man feel like he's being devoured by us. And I even see men who, you know, we're saying to our friends, oh, he'll come and he'll help you. And he's like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to chill at home. And now you're volunteering my time and my efforts. He'll take out the trash. Well, my leg is hurt. Well, I don't want to take, you know, we push so many things on people and we don't even realize it just because we're assuming that guys are guys and they do guy things. You know what I mean?
Right.
So just stop assuming, stop pushing, stop, just stop. and let him wonder what's up. And because he's got a mouth, he's got a brain, and he will come to see what he can do to put the tower back up to back together again. And but he's got to see that, you know, he's not an equation. You know, I have a client that, and I know she won't mind me saying this, that basically realized after 8 weeks of therapy of marriage counseling that she wanted certain things more than she wanted him. And that's when he started to actually change. So what do you want more than to be with Spud? And you don't have to say it on air. Just whatever it is that Tara wants more than to be with Spud, focus on that stuff that you want more and let him come over and help you with it, okay? And I'm telling you, this looks repairable, but it also looks like it's something that can be ruined. And you've just got to pull it all in. Pull back your toys, pull in your stuff, and this is something that's going to, it'll fix itself, but it won't fix itself if you're still being cool. Does that make sense?
Well, he told me that I was too pushy.
Yeah. And I know you're not meaning to. You're just kind of like, hey, you're my boyfriend. And I thought that we were supposed to eat together. I thought we were supposed to chill. I thought you liked helping me. You used to love to help me in the past, you know. But the moment we start to insinuate and assume things, that's when sometimes you're looking in the eyes of someone who just kind of feels like I still have an opinion, and, you know, they just their minds start to change. It's going to be okay, but just pay close attention to the things that your guides have revealed to you today and think about what we've talked about. I do need to, we do need to take another call here, but sweetheart, it has been so good meeting you. If you need to hook up with us off the show, remember, you can look up Psychic Nunu or even the Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook. Okay, sweetie?
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Okay, dear. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, love. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, Bill, I totally forgot to ask you in that process if there's anything that you wanted to say.
No, I was just going to wish her all the best. That was all.
Okay. I'm so sorry about that because you started. Anyway, okay. We do have some more callers, but I believe that we may only have time for one. And the caller that that's next is area code 954. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to take that caller at 954, and then we're going to have some other things that we need to talk about, okay? So hold on just a moment, friends. We will be back in just about 2 minutes.
My name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
our little song that was playing there kind of, it kind of got caught up and our next thing kind of flew in there. So sorry about
remix.
Everybody. I know. It's the remix. Oh my goodness. That's funny. Remember everyone, I wanted to say this again. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. If you want to add us to your Facebook, we are under Psychic Nunu and also Broken Earth Radio Show. If you'd like to reach Bill privately, it is BillDoyle@live.com. And you can, you know, say whatever it is that you need. He does, you know, meditation, hypnotherapy, you know, just any sort of healing, distant healing. And I tell you, Bill's wonderful. Bill's very wonderful. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. We are going to take a caller in just a moment, and that caller is going to be area code 954. But I do have to, before it's all said and done, there is another song that I have to play on the show, and then we'll get the caller, and then we'll finish our talks. Hold on just a moment. Thank you. Hello, it's Nunu, and we're back. How are you doing over there, Bill?
That was certainly an interesting song.
It's called The Wolf, and I had to play that song. I want to, before we go to our caller, which I'm really excited to talk to, I wanted to, you know, there's something that is kind of been bugging me for about a day. And I can't go into big detail because, you know, remember, one of the things about what I do is to you know, be trusted. But this is actually not a person's, it's not actually a client situation, but it is a situation of someone who is, it's someone who's close to someone who's close to me. And I want, if everybody would, to kind of, if you pray or if you meditate or if you burn candles, you know, the people that are out there that are listening, I'm not going to say to necessarily focus on one particular person, even though I wish that I could do that. But elderly people in our country and in many countries, but, you know, and when I'm saying our country, I mean the United States, are being treated terribly by their loved ones. Some of them are. Some of them are also, dealing with a lot of fear because of our economy. You know, just, you know, if you watch TV, if you read anything, you know, the stuff that I'm not going to go into a big, you know, political diatribe. But if you know anyone out there that is elderly, that is still working, someone who doesn't necessarily have anyone to make sure they're really doing okay, if you see someone is clearly not getting along well, say something. You know, whether or not you call Adult Protective Services or if you just check on them to make sure they're doing okay. If you know anyone out there that just doesn't have anyone, make sure they're doing okay, because you would be blown away by the things that you find out are really going on with people if you take the time off to just do that. And just for, you know, and I'm just going to say it, there are a lot of old people out there that even have foot issues, fungal issues, foot fungus. And that stuff interferes with how you walk, and it's stuff that's hard to be cured, and it's stuff that, you know, if you know anything about candida and blood sugar or just how candida affects you, I mean, there are people out there that are just falling apart from the foot up, and all you have to do is just talk to them and to find out. I used to have an employee that had some foot issues. And I called a foot place, and they said they needed to have a referral. I told them the name of the place where I was working. And just because of where I was working, they took this man without a referral and dealt with his feet. So just, you never know what you may be able to do for people if you just talk. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. And I'm going to take this caller at 954. We only have about 4 minutes for the call. Hi, it's Nunu, and I'm so sorry to keep you holding like that. How can I help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Darlene, and I'd just like to see if you see any romance coming into my life.
Okay, yeah, let's make a nice, good prediction. So what we're just going to do, because, you know, we are kind of strapped for time, dear, is we're just going to look and see where we see you meeting a new person, or, you know, we're just going to see what's up with your love life, okay? We're just going to put it that way, because all of a sudden I'm hearing, let's just see what's up, and that should give you a good start, a very good start on your clarity, dear. Hold on just a moment. Okay. Okay. And like usual, there's always a backstory. Have you been seeing somebody just kind of casually?
No.
No one at all? Okay. All right. Then that's actually a good sign. That's a good sign. And the reason is because I see a return, but I just wanted to make sure of what this meant. If this was a return in your life or a return in his, that sort of thing. But I'm actually seeing a return of somebody that you already know around. The return shows up, now. And there's no one that you've been seeing at all?
No.
In
the past life or this life?
In this life right here, did you by chance have a split off from someone maybe? Now, remember, I can't, you know, we're strapped for time right here, but I'm seeing a split. And honestly, this could be, oh, gee, it looks like it's been a little while, huh? When did you have your split up last? I'm so sorry to ask you that.
About 12, 13 years ago.
So it's. I mean, that's what I was actually wondering, if it's been a super, super long time.
Yeah.
Well, let's, you know what? I'm just going to throw it out there to you. There's supposed to be a return of someone, and that might be why you're asking about it, but it's supposed to be now. And when I say now, I'm not saying today, but it's supposed to be within this time frame right here that we're in right now. So, like still during the fall, there's a return. Now, I'm not saying that it's necessarily that same person, but it seems like it's someone that you've already had something to do with. But his backstory is that he's been in another relationship, and I see a split off from that person, and then a few steps later, he's kind of making a return or checking in on you to see how you're doing, and that's where it looks like things begin. Now, because I am stretched for time, dear, if you want to call us back next week, I'd love to, you know, give you a better thorough reading, if you can get in line, you know, first or something, or if you want to just add us to your Facebook. But I do see a return soon, just during this time frame, and if that might just be good enough for you. You know what I mean? But it's someone that I see that you already knew, and because it's been like such a long time from that other person, that's not saying it's not happening, but still, the storyline here basically is that this individual has had another relationship, and then a few steps later, he's trying to see how you are, okay? And that's your new start.
Okay.
All right?
All right,
okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Hang out. Hang in there. Hang in there.
Okay.
Bill, it's
hang
about that
too.
Time. What did you say? Hang out?
Hang out.
Hang out, yo.
Peace out.
I'm like, peace out. I'm not hip enough to say those things. I'm sorry. You're the cool one of us.
Making up my own sayings last
the
week.
The hippity hoppity.
Yeah. What was I saying last week in the... I don't know.
You said something that was just so... It's like the razzmatazzle. It was just...
In the shake of an eye.
Oh, that's it. In the shake
in
of
the blink of a toe. I'll have to listen back in here, but listen to what I think.
In the wiggle of a worm. Well, yeah, that's it. That's it. It's thank you so much for... Another great show, and I, like I said before, I can't express enough how much I appreciate you, and what a huge thing you are in my life.
A huge thing. That's too personal. I'll go in there.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Anyway,
but you're welcome, and thank you for, you know, acknowledging that, and you know, it's a pleasure.
Next week our show is going to be about a lot of things, but one of the main things that we want to focus on is inspiring ourselves to remember how beautiful we are. And so we got to figure out how we're going to turn that phrase, to really see what to really give it a good, you know, a good thing about what the show's about. But anyway, remember, we're Broken Earth Radio Show. You can find us on Facebook. You can find me, Psychic Nunu, on the interwebs. We are being brought to you tonight by the internet. And if you'd like to know what to do with your computer, you can always look up websites. That was the ad for the internet.
Oh, wow. Certainly sold it to me.
I bet I did. And, I wanted to play the Desiderata, but you know what? we're pressed for time to play all that, so we'll have to play something else on our way out. But remember, you can find Bill at BillDoyle@live.com. Our sponsor is, who's our sponsor? I forgot their name.
Power of You, Practical Magic.
@gmail.com.
That's it.
I knew that. Is there anything else you wanted to add, sir?
I don't. Thanks for listening. And, yeah, next week, talking about aliens and UFOs. If we can't think of it. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, if you want to, is that what you'd rather talk about?
Maybe sometimes.
We'll talk about it over the week. I mean, all we do is see each other every day, all day long, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good night, everybody, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. And we love you very much.
Bye.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.